Hey guys, this is James Quick, and welcome to the first episode of J&J on Dev Radio. This is a new title, so we'll see how far we make it. But James Quick here with Joshua Drew, and we are here to talk about AppStudio. And so I figured we'd take a couple minutes to introduce ourselves. So I've got a little one slider with my contact information, so I'll go ahead and show that up. So there is my contact information, and Josh, if you want to share yours and let us know who you are and where you're from.
Yep. Hey, how's it going? Joshua Drew, tech evangelist up here in the Northeast. And my contact information, and feel free to reach out by email or website or Twitter.
All right. So Josh, we're here, like we said, to talk about AppStudio. And we just spent the last hour kind of talking about different projects that we're working on and some of the exciting possibilities there are with AppStudio. But if you don't mind, do you want to give everyone kind of an idea of what AppStudio is just in general?
Yeah, AppStudio is an online tool that we have to quickly develop what I call data consumption apps. So what that means is you could go online, you know, drag and drop and consume applications that will be provided data from, like a Facebook, Flickr, YouTube, as well as some data collections, which is kind of like a data storage mechanism. It's great for students, right? So if you're a student and you want to quickly do an application, get it into the store, maybe a fan of your, you know, college, or if you're even in the business, you know, an enterprise, and you want to build a small little enterprise app, you know, such as, you know, some contact lists, even some product information, this is a great tool that has a low barrier of entry. The big thing about it, and James and I were just chit-chatting about this a little while ago, is the possibilities that AppStudio has. So not only is it an online tool where you kind of drag and drop and kind of, you know, configure your app, but you also get the code. And when you get the code, you can extend the app, you know, as you see fit. And so today what we're going to do is kind of talk a little bit about AppStudio, kind of the front-end piece, you know, the online piece, and then kind of get into what are some easy quick hit things that we can do from the back end.
Awesome. Yeah, so similar to you, Josh, I've done a lot of AppStudio with students. So again, one of the big things is there no programming, no coding experience required. It's drag and drop. So here in South Florida, we've got two of the biggest county public school systems in the United States. So obviously, I've done a lot with students, and I've done a lot of AppStudio with them. But that goes all the way from an introduction to making your app to really getting into the Visual Studio code and doing whatever you want if you're an experienced developer. So it's got basically endless possibilities, which is why we're here to talk about it today. We'll talk about some of the work that we've done in extending it and how good that is. So I'll go ahead and pull up AppStudio, and I'm going to do a quick demo project, just a basic one, and then we'll dig into the code a little later on. Okay, guys, so I have AppStudio up right now, and the URL is appstudio.windows.com. You have to have an Outlook account to get started, so if you can see up here, I've already logged in. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to kind of show you guys some of the possibilities and create a very simple app that kind of markets myself. So I'll include like my blog, my YouTube videos, and stuff like that. So here on the AppStudio homepage, I'm going to start a new project. And they've got these different templates that you can choose from. I'm just going to start with an empty one. And here it shows me that I can do this for Windows Phone and Windows 8. So I'll go ahead and click Create. And then the first thing I'll do in the top left, I'll just give this a title. So I'll call it James Quick. And I'm going to add several of these different data sources down here. So I'm going to add an RSS feed to my blog. I mentioned that. I'm going to pull in my YouTube videos and then do an HTML section. And HTML is kind of a limited version of HTML. Basically, what we're going to use this for is kind of an about section. So I'm going to do this one first, say HTML, and then give it a title, and this will be my about page. And I'll come in, and I can just enter text here, basically. And I've got a little cheat sheet up, so I've got a description, so I'm going to just copy this and paste it in. So it says, this app provides links and resources relevant to Microsoft technical evangelist James Quick. Pretty straightforward. So I'm going to click confirm. And then if you notice on the simulator over here, it's got the about page and it has my little description. And I could also click for the Windows preview. So this is what it would look like on Windows. And the next couple of things I'll add, we talked about the RSS. So let's go ahead and add the RSS feed to my blog, and I'll call it just blog. And again, I've got my cheat sheet open so I can go over and grab my RSS URL. And if you have a blog, or if you want to incorporate a blog, you just have to find this RSS URL. So usually if you do a control F on whatever blog you're visiting, you can find the URL. So I'll click confirm here. And when I scroll over in the emulator, now you can start to see, and I've actually the top result here is App Studio in the classroom. So this is some work I've done with App Studio in the classroom here in South Florida. And I scroll through, these are all the rest of my blog posts. The next thing I'll do is a YouTube channel. And you can do a couple of different things. You can search, do a search, or do user or playlist. So I'm just going to do user. And then my handy cheat sheet over here, I'm going to copy in my user ID and paste that in and confirm. And if I scroll over again, now I've got my YouTube videos. And if I scroll down a little bit more, I have videos talking about what we'll talk about a little later on is REST APIs in App Studio. So those are a couple of the basic pieces of App Studio. Again, this is just a really quick example to show what the tool does. So if I save this, I can come into my themes and I can change the colors. I could add a background image. I can come in and edit the tiles. Lots of cool stuff you can do. But when I finish, and this is one of my favorite parts. So once you finish, you've got all those details ironed out. You can see what it looks like Windows and again in Windows Phone. You have the ability to generate. And so I'm going to generate this for Windows Phone 8.1 and Windows 8.1. So this will be a universal app. And if I checkbox this installable package, this will take a few seconds to load. But it will give me a QR code that will allow me to scan that code on my phone and install the app within seconds. So that's one of my favorite things about App Studio is you can build it here and test it on your phone within a minute or two. And I'll give this a couple more seconds to load.
And one thing I guess we should point out, James, is that you know, there was a few other things. You had the installable packages and the published packages. Yep. What's nice about the published packages is right from here you can upload directly to the store. So you know, you don't need Visual Studio. You don't need, you know, a Windows computer. You can upload your final package directly into the store and get approved in a matter of moments.
Exactly, and that's a really good point. So three of my favorite things. One is the QR code ability. Number two is what you're saying is App Studio has come a long way in making it as easy as possible to take your app and publish it to the store. And I would have to fill out some of my publish info to be able to do that. But it is super easy. It's come a long way. And then, so if we scroll down, we've got the QR code I talked about. And the third piece is the source code in Visual Studio. And Josh, I think you're going to show us some of the work that you've done in the source code. Next.
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll kind of piggyback off what you just showed and talk about a few other options and get into the source code to try to extend it a little bit.
Awesome.
So to kind of extend what James just talked about a little bit, so he built kind of a quick app about himself, you know, his personal blog and YouTube videos, just drag and drop, and he was able to, you know, get that into the store and get the code. This is an example that I use. It's called Demo Bistro, and it's basically based around, you know, kind of an imaginary restaurant. So again, you're extending this app Studio to not only personal, but now you can bring it out to the real world to, you know, kind of consumer facing. So this app has some specials, it has some entertainment, RSS feeds, but the big thing about it has menu items, right? So if you know a restaurant and you're out and about, you're going to want to know what the menu items are. So what we're using here, instead of using an RSS or some type of feed, we're using what's called a collection. And a collection is basically data storage. It's, you know, think of it as a database or a data table that you can put your items in. So what I have here is a section that I use as a collection. And again, you know, we have some layouts that we can kind of change. But if we go into the data section, I have some fields defined already, right? So I have item and description, price, and image. And these are fields that you can edit or create, and then you can edit the data. You can go into each of these fields and plug in what those particular records should be, right? So barbecue shrimp, and you know, here's some copy and price and a picture. So this will allow you to you know, store data, get some dynamic data, and what's really neat about this is stored out in the cloud. So if your menu does change, you can come back in here and edit that data, and you know, the prices will get reflected or the images will get reflected. So the issue with this is you're limited to the amount of data that you can put in here. So for a restaurant, it might work out okay, but let's say if you're doing an employee database with you know, hundreds of employees, you know, or even products, that would come to a little problem. The data storage out here is only about 40 rows of data. So once you go beyond that, you need your own database. So how do you go about getting your own database? Well, we have a product called Microsoft Azure. We have mobile services, and you can put your database out there. However, you have this, you know, drag and drop App Studio project where now you have to kind of link the two together. And James kind of showed you how to export that code. So that's what we're going to do right now is we'll export the code. We'll come into, you know, the finish area. We're going to export our project. And you click generate. So again, you can view the application here. But you click generate and your code will be able to download. So I'll download that code now. But at the same time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into Microsoft Azure. So I'm in Azure Mobile Services, and I created a mobile service, and it's called Demo Bistro. And I'm not really going to get into creating a mobile service, but it's pretty easy. If you click on New and Create, you can follow the steps. But what's interesting about the mobile services is you have the ability to store data. So what I'm doing is I'm creating a table. It's called Menu Items. And if you remember, based on my App Studio, my table was also called Menu Items. And if I click into the database, let me jump into columns here, you'll see the columns that I have for Menu Items. I have description, item, price, image. Those are the same column names that I have out in App Studio. So the thought is I'm replacing the App Studio database with an Azure database. This way I have a little more scalability. I have more control over my data. If I wanted to add some more features such as like push notifications and some type of scheduling, I could do that as well. Those are some things that you can't do in Azure Studio.
Josh, all this is part of the beauty that we've been talking about for the last hour and a half or so is that App Studio is amazing for what it does, but it does have limitations. But with access to the source code, what you're saying, you can add anything you want to. Basically, if you're comfortable with writing code, you can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, definitely. And again, you know, so far we haven't written any code per se, right? We just kind of, you know, did some configuration out on App Studio, and we're really doing some configuration out on Microsoft Azure. You know, inputting these pieces of data are relatively simple as well. And what's also really cool about the mobile services on Azure is they give you a demo project that you can kind of look at right away. So if you click on here, you can create a to-do item table, and you can download a demo project where all the code is already generated for you, so you can kind of you know, do your own tutorial. So in any case, I have this Demo Bistro open, and the main thing what I need to get is really my URL and key. So I'm going to copy that down for later. And what I'm going to do now is go into the code and show you there's about four files that we need to create slash effect to kind of get our App Studio project associated with our mobile service. So now I'm in the App Studio project that was generated for me, and I'm going to step through a few different areas that we need to create and adjust. If you notice, off in our side here, in our Solution Explorer, we have our data schemas, and these are all associated with our data collections and or our RSS feeds or YouTube feeds that we created out in App Studio. So if you recall, I was affecting the entree schema, right? So that, because it's going to be the entrees that we're going to put out in the cloud. So what I did was I just copied, pasted it, and created a menu item schema just so I don't ruin the original code. And a note on that, what's awesome about App Studio is if you get too far down and you totally screw up the code, you can generate it again and download it, and you're back to square one. So that's kind of
source code at its finest.
Yeah, source code at its finest, and I have done that plenty of times. So it actually works out well. So I'm going to create a menu item schema, and again, I'm naming this menu items based on our Demo Bistro mobile service that we have out there called Menu Items. And if you see here, we have item, description, price, image, and it matches up perfectly to our mobile service table. So the next thing I need to do is create what's called an Azure Data Provider. And this is the same pattern that is already happening with the App Studio project. If you look in the Solution Explorer, we have a Facebook data provider, we have a service data provider, we have a YouTube data provider. So the pattern that we're using to consume Azure follows the exact same pattern that App Studio lays in front of us. So in order to create this data provider, I'm just copying the service data provider and calling it Azure Data Provider. And if you recall the mobile client code that we saw out on Microsoft Azure, I'm going to copy and paste this into here. There's a couple other tweaks that we need to do in terms of adding some packages, but more or less, this is the code that you need to make a connection out to Azure. And if you see, I have a line of code that's saying, hey, go get the table, menu items, and this is really the bulk of the work right here, where it's going out and it's getting the table menu items, and it's storing in my object called menu items. And again, it's very important in order for this to work magically is naming your properties of your object the same names as the fields out in your data table. So that's the data provider. The next step is our data source. And again, I'm going to copy and paste the existing data source that we have and just change the name to Azure Data Source. And instead of loading what's called the service data provider, which is the default one, I'm loading the Azure data provider that we just created. So I'm passing in entrees into my data provider so I can filter the records against that. So again, so far we looked at three files, right? So we have our object, right, our menu item. We have a data provider, and we have our data source. The next thing that we need, which is a really quick update, is our menu item view models. And if you look at what I did here was I basically copied and pasted the entrees schema, the entrees view model, because I didn't want to mess around with the existing one. I wanted to create all new ones. If you wanted to just modify the existing schemas and models, you can do that as well. I find copying the models over and renaming them a little easier and a little cleaner. So in this one, this is my view model for menu items. I'm accessing my Azure data source instead of the existing service data source. So that's it really from the back end code. And really where the magic comes into play is on my view, my entrees page. So this is the XAML CS. And if we see here, I commented out the old entrees model. I no longer want to go to my App Studio data store. I want to go to my Azure data store, and that's with my menu items. And the call to get everything to get going is really this right here, this load item sync. So that's going to call my data source, which then calls my data provider, which will then go out to Azure and get that data. So in a matter of, five files, maybe 20 lines of code, I can switch from App Studio data source out to Microsoft Azure data source, and I can utilize, push notifications, I can utilize large storage, scalability, monitoring, and a bunch more benefits that Azure has.
Awesome stuff. And Josh, I think you have a series of blog posts on this as well that we'll share out some links at the end just for reference.
Yeah. We have, I got a bunch of blog posts on how to do this. I have the source code out there. And I have other couple projects in the works as well to kind of, extend existing App Studios to other services.
Awesome. So we'll have, yeah, we'll have links to all of our stuff throughout the video for you guys to follow along as well. And my second question, Josh, now those pictures that you have in the app, where did you get those from? Are these meals that you've created yourself?
Yeah, they're meals I created. you know, especially this one right here. No, actually, these pictures, to be honest with you, these pictures are ones that I've taken at some local establishments that I frequently visit. So they're very good. But awesome. Here's the demo. I guess I should go through the demo real quick. Whoops. So if we click on entrees, and if we remember looking at the app studio, we had, you know, 5 or 6 entrees in there, but in the demo bistro out on mobile services, we only had 2 or 3. So we should see 2 or 3 showing up. And if we see that we have 3 records that came back from the mobile services, so we know we're making a connection out there. You know, again, what's nice about the mobile services, I can change the prices and the descriptions, obviously the images as I see fit, but then I get the real power of Azure when I can really incorporate, you know, push notifications to this. So if I ever make a change to the menu and anybody who downloads my app, they can get the push notification. So that's where the real power comes in. And again, it's, you know, a few lines of code, you know, a few modifications to particular classes, and now you're consuming a mobile service from Microsoft Azure.
Awesome. And so I guess I will kind of follow suit, and I've got an example with using REST API. So doing a similar thing where you set up your collection in App Studio, and I'll take a second to just show you guys what that looks like, and then go in and edit the source code, much like you did, Josh, to go in and get basically a different data source. And before we do that, I have to comment on the background on the desktop. It's a cute squirrel, and I think everybody needs more coffee.
So I will. It is 2:30, and that's coffee time. So
yeah, it's prime coffee time. So I'm going to go ahead and switch over to App Studio. All right, so I'm here in my Rotten Tomatoes App Studio project. And Rotten Tomatoes, if you're not familiar, is a site that basically gives movie reviews for movies that are in theater, movies that are on DVD, stuff like that. So I just wanted to be able to leverage the API that they have. And so what I've done is I've basically added a section here, which is a collection. And in this collection, I've got, let's see, the data. I've got title, rating, image URL, and synopsis. So synopsis is just a description of the movie. So those are the only 4 things that I've got in there. I haven't actually added any data to show up here, so it just looks blank. And that's where I'm going to come in the source code and tie in to the API that Rotten Tomatoes has. And one thing to note about APIs is that the Rotten Tomatoes API is tied into Mashery. So if you create a Mashery account, you can sign up for all the different APIs that they have and have API keys for each one, and they'll keep track of them. So here's some of the APIs they have, and there's Rotten Tomatoes. And then on the Rotten Tomatoes website, they have some documentation that you can follow. So I've already downloaded the source code, and let me see which one of these it is. I think it's this previous one. And let me pull up the Solution Explorer. And notice again, we've got a universal project. So we've got Windows Project, Windows Phone, and then the shared stuff down here. And what I'm looking for is my service data provider. And Josh, I think you edited your service data provider in your project as well.
Yep, that's the brains behind everything.
Yep. And so what I'm going to do is come back out to the internet, and on my SkyDrive, I have a copy of the working one. Right, so I'm just going to copy the class part of this, go down and copy that and paste it, and you should see the link for this on the screen now. And I'll just get rid of the stuff that's already there and paste, and a lot of it's pretty similar code. But what I've got here, I've got a space for, and let me rebuild this for this Newtonsoft to update, but I've got a space here for my Rotten Tomatoes API key. And just for safety's sake, I've got it copied into a working project just in case my demo fails. But I'll just paste that API key in. And now you see that I have almost 10 API calls that I could choose from. And those calls, I'm selecting the call I want to use right here. So I'm using the Rotten Tomatoes API calling for movies that are in theaters. And this code, again, looks very similar to what the service data provider looks like. And the only thing I need to update is, let's see, let's resolve this, is this this copy function, which will take the result back from the JSON response and copy that to the object model that AppStudio, that I created in AppStudio. So if you remember, I had a title, a title, rating, image, and synopsis in my AppStudio object model. So now I'm just copying over to that. And the last change I need to make is in, let's see, I think it's data sources, in theaters data source. And in here, I'm getting one error because when I create the service data provider and the constructor, I don't even have a constructor, so I can't take a constructor with two parameters, so I can just delete that. And that error should go away. And now if I run this on my Windows 8 machine, remember in AppStudio I didn't have any content in, see if that error is going away. I didn't have any content in AppStudio. I just created the shell. And now when I run this, after connecting to the REST API, you'll see the different movies coming in. So if I click to get a whole list of these, I can click in on one, and there's the nice image there, there's title, there's the description. I can scroll through these, and all of that is taken care of. That's taking a second to load. But all of this, these object models and this navigation and the UI is already taken care of through AppStudio. I just came in and connected it to the API. And I could come in and make these images fit a little better, but you get the idea.
James, what's really cool about this is that, yeah, you did Rotten Tomatoes and I did mobile services, but, you know, our listeners out there, they can do, you know, anything, right? I mean, they can, you know, look at right. those API listing that you have out on Mashery and pick and choose, you know, Edmunds or, you know, some of the other, you know, API service providers that are out there and do the exact same thing with just a handful of lines of code.
Exactly. And so I actually, this is one specific example I did with APIs, but I actually took it a step further in my third blog post and YouTube video in the series, and we'll see the links. But the third post and video is about incorporating any API. So there's a more generic service data provider that you can copy. If I go down, let me scroll down to my third blog post and pull that up real quick. So if I click on to get this file, this will give me a more generic piece. So it just says API key and API call. It doesn't have those preloaded Rotten Tomatoes calls. So yeah, you can come into Mashery. You can grab any of these APIs, whether or not it's Best Buy, it's Hotwire, Edmunds, ESPN, I think is in there somewhere. So any of those that you want to tie into, you can do and bring down in your AppStudio project.
And we should also mention that the demo that I went through in terms of adding the mobile client for the mobile services, technically we can use your generic service provider and access mobile services through the REST API.
Exactly, yeah. So that's something I think, Josh, we should work on for the future. Maybe come back and do part two of J&J and tie those things together.
Definitely. As long as it's not 30 degrees, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, you know what? It's even, I was telling you earlier that I wore a jacket for the first time down here in Florida yesterday, and it was only 50 degrees, but that was enough to make me put on a jacket, so.
Yeah, 50 degrees, that's short weather up here. We're in the 30s.
Yeah, we're a different breed down here in South Florida. So I don't know if you guys could hear, my dog is starting to whine at me, she needs to go outside. But Josh, I think that's all we had scheduled, a couple of examples that we've done in extending AppStudio. Again, it's fabulous for getting people started who don't know how to program to make mobile apps. But for people who do know how to program, it kind of gives you a jump start and it takes care of a lot of that plumbing code that you don't have to do. Which is fabulous. So we've seen a couple of examples of extending. They've got resources to our blog posts and videos and all that sort of stuff. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, big time. And the other thing is, you know, we're behind AppStudio. Microsoft is behind AppStudio. So on a daily basis, we always see new features rolling out new providers that are on. So, be on the lookout for, new templates, new APIs. It's a pretty neat tool. It eliminates the barrier, right? Some people get scared when they see Visual Studio in code, but this allows you to kind of jump right in and build an app very quickly. And then again, part two is, hey, let me extend it. Let me customize it. Let me make it a little more robust. So yeah, I'm a big fan of App Studio. It makes a lot of sense, to jump in and learn.
Awesome. And yeah, great point. App Studio is making, I'm on their newsletter, so I get it once a week or once every couple weeks, and there's always, we're doing this, we're doing this. And as we talked about the store publishing piece, and there's my dog whining at me, the store publishing piece, they've come a long way where you can do literally everything in App Studio to get your package to take to the store and upload. So
yeah,
it's,
and I guess
really
the other thing we should just also mention too is sometimes there's the develop projects and the develop rewards program that comes out that's tied into App Studio. So to quickly build an app and get nominated or get qualified into one of those develop rewards programs makes a lot of sense, right? So you build a community app, you could get part of a little rewards program that's going on through develop. So definitely check out develop.com for more details on that.
Yeah, definitely. It's an awesome reward site. They got all kinds of good rewards. So yeah, I think that takes care of it all. So guys, good luck. We encourage you to check out App Studio. It's fun. It's quick to get started, and you can get as deep as you want to.